All across China, people are celebrating the Lunar New Year and beginning of the Year of the Rabbit, with dragon dancing, temple fairs, and red lanterns. It's the first time since the beginning of the pandemic people are allowed to gather and enjoy these Chinese traditions. In Beijing, many queued for hours to pray at Lama Temple, the most important Buddhist site in the capital city. It's reopened after strict coronavirus controls kept it shut for 3 years.
I am really very happy. I haven't seen such a busy scene with so many people for a long time. This is the real atmosphere of the Lunar New Year.
After all the restrictions were lifted, people became more relaxed. We went through a lot of difficult times during the pandemic.
Many are relieved the days of coronavirus lockdowns are behind them.
Last year was the year of the tiger, and according to Chinese zodiac, it carried with it qualities of disruption and restlessness. And that certainly rang true for many here whose lives were negatively impacted by China's zero COVID policy. And now it's the new year, year of the rabbit, and thousands have come to this temple to pray for a more prosperous and positive year going forward.
Last year, festival banquets were forbidden. Now, hotels and restaurants are booked out. Others feast at home, enjoying handmade dumplings and noodles. Families kept apart by years of travel bans have finally been reunited. An annual gala aired by China's state broadcaster included much singing and dancing, but masks were nowhere to be seen. Coronavirus infections surged after the sudden lifting of restrictions in December. At least 70,000 people have died, but while some are mourning, others believe the most difficult time has passed, in days, with many wishing for good fortune and good health over the coming 12 months. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.